Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Cannabis Sativa. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa, both S's. Feel free to check out our official Twitter account at icsativapodcasts. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Anchor FM, Stitcher, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon and support this podcast to help support us. We plan on doing big things with our humble little projects, such as going to trade shows, visiting other MMJ or recreational states, and doing on-field work. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, and equipment, as well as travel. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. And you can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. You'll get early access to live streams. You'll get exclusive episodes. You'll get exclusive things like talking smack, like off-topic things that I'll do for funsies, and you'll really grow and get a lot out of it. And and you can help support us by getting the funds to be able to expand the podcast, whether it's to be on SoundCloud, whether it's to buy even better microphone equipment, whether it's to buy cameras so we can interview, so we can do full interviews at trade shows, full professional interviews, just anything, anything would help. A dollar will go a long way. And without further ado, let's get to the show.
Hey, y'all. Hope you guys are having a good night. It's 11:33 p.m. We're cutting it close to June 24th here in Legal, Massachusetts, the heartland of America. I just figured I'd do one more episode, or a couple more episodes. Who knows? We'll see. Just figured I'd do another episode. I'd like to do these informative sort of episodes that can really help people. A lot of adults in between raising their children, working a second or third job, taking care of their elderly parents, or, raising stepchildren, or, having the week where it's your week to see the kids if you're, separated or whatever. But anywho, what I'm getting at is that a lot of people just don't have the time or the energy or don't know where to start in terms of getting a medical marijuana card. And I want to make it as easy as possible for anyone who needs access. Like I told you in my story, you can check out the first episode. I apologize profusely for the audio quality of episode one being so gosh darn terrible, but you just still hear what I'm able to say. But long story short, what I wanted to get my medical card, it was very intimidating. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to ask. I didn't know if I talked to my PCP or my specialist, and then I just register with the state and then that's done, or is it like California where I have to see a marijuana doctor? And if so, where do I find this marijuana doctor? It was very, very intimidating. Our first dispensaries opened up, I think, 4 years ago, and I had a coworker who was one of the first people to get her card. And, you know, she told me that she was able to get it for her eating disorder. And I wasn't skeptical of what she said, but it was just like there's still a little bit of reefer madness in my eyes. Like, I just like I mean, being 3 years into my illness, like I was desperate, and I was using vitamins, I was using kratom, I was using a rotating series of over the counter sleep aids, and I wasn't really getting any relief. But, you know, due to the stigma, due to me wanting to keep my career options open, I was like, no, I'm gonna punt on getting a medical card. And plus, the process will be so hard. But the process isn't as hard as you think it is. You know, it's no different than, you know, if you fill your own taxes, it's no different than that. You know, in terms of the research you have to do, in terms of the documents you have to get, it's no different. So we're going to go over how you get a medical marijuana card in Maryland. This is from Weed Maps. And before I start reading the article and the piece, I'm just going to say this. Like I've said in series, in similar episodes to this, you're not going to go to your regular primary care doctor to get it. No, that's not how it's going to work. Your primary care doctor is not trained on the endocannabinoid system. You know, they didn't learn about medical marijuana in medical school. So they're not going to be the person you go to. They're probably just going to say, oh, you know, our hospital or the medical agency or the medical firm that we work with, you know, it's company policy that we can't prescribe marijuana or whatever. They'll give you some cookie cutter excuse, oh, we don't do it, or yada yada, and then you're gonna have to coax them into getting your medical records, you know. But just skip the telling them that you want a prescription, because they're not gonna give you one. And just go to the doctor. You can even just probably call them and ask directly for your medical records. Ask your primary care doctor or your traditional specialist or psychiatrist, whatever. Ask them for your records. And if they ask for a reason, it's none of their business. Just say you want your records, and you demand to have them, you know, within reason, politely. Ask them for those said records. Then you take it to the medical, then you take it to the marijuana doctor. They put you into the registry. They approve you. You do a little legwork on the internet, on your site's website to register. And it's howdy doody time. That's how it tends to work in most medical states. But again, you only seek your doctor out to get your records. Don't ask them for the actual prescription. Go to the marijuana doctor with your said records and then get the prescription. So let's read the article. It's written by Don Jurgler. So it's how to get a medical marijuana card in Maryland. Maryland enacted a state-regulated medical marijuana program in 2012, and it took nearly 5 years for the program to finally become active, December 1st, 2017. Wow, even worse than Massachusetts. We have initiative, so we voted on it in 2012. First medical dispensary was summer of 15, I believe. I'm almost certain it was summer of 15, because I remember when my coworker was telling me, like it was yesterday. I would usually get lunch with this coworker, and, you know, she was talking about, oh, you know, the first dispensary is opening. So I could bet you money it was summer of 2015, but I digress. Despite the slow start, the program has grown considerably. Data as of June 2019 show 96,792 patients have registered, in addition to 6,259 registered caregivers and 1,430 registered providers. That ain't bad. After just 2 years, 96,000 patients. That's pretty impressive. Good on you, Maryland. The Natalie M. Prayed Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission That's a mouthful. Runs the program. La Prade was the mother of Baltimore City delegate Cheryl Glenn, one of the leading sponsors of the medical marijuana legislation. LaPrade died of kidney cancer at the age of 87, and then Glenn believed that medical marijuana would have eased her mother's pain in the last months of her life. Maryland's qualifying condition list: anorexia. I can't pronounce it. Keshka, and/or wasting syndrome, glaucoma, post-traumatic stress disorder, seizures, severe or chronic pain, severe nausea, severe or persistent muscle spasms, terminal illness. Okay, so I'm seeing chronic pain. So chronic pain, it would be the thing I would push for if I lived in Maryland. In my state, in Massachusetts, our qualifying condition list is, like, I think we have some, like, 10 or 11 conditions, but then there's a catch-all elastic clause, which basically states that doctors could recommend for conditions that aren't on the list as they see fit. So it's effectively like California, where anyone can get it if they can benefit. But, you know, it's just a matter of you having $250 to do it, you know, but anyone can get it for the most part. But I mean, if in states that look a bit more restrictive, like Maryland, like, my read on it is just go for chronic pain. Like, if you have arthritis pain, if you, you know, if you have pain from your from playing tennis when you're in high school, and then that's a lingering pain that happens now and again, you know, I would try to get it under that if it were left to me. Like, if you don't suffer from these other illnesses, like chronic pain, like, if you look at most medical registries, that tends to be the most common reason people go. So, I mean, I feel like that's your easiest in if it were me. So let's read the rest of it. Applying for your medical marijuana card in Maryland. To obtain a medical marijuana card in Maryland, register as a patient with the MMCC and pay a $50 fee. Patients must obtain a written certification from the medical provider. Providers must also be registered with the MMCC. A bona fide provider relationship must exist, and the provider must approve medical cannabis as a treatment option for the patient. Registering a minor patient requires additional forms, one of which requires notarization. Again, you're going to take to when you go to get your certification from the medical provider, you're going to take the medical records that you got from your primary care doctor. You're going to take that, and then you're going to give it to the medical marijuana provider, and then they're going to give you the written certification, and then you're going to be good to go. But yeah, I mean, you obviously have to do the first step. You have to register as a patient with the MMCC and then pay the $50 fee. But then you take your medical records to the medical provider to get the written certification from the medical provider. You take those records, give it to the provider, then they're going to evaluate if you meet those listed qualifying conditions. Again, chronic pain is the easiest in. Appointing a caregiver. Caregivers must be at least 21 years old and must register and obtain an MMCC caregiver ID card, which costs $50. After the caregiver and the patient are registered, the patient must designate that person as a caregiver as directed via their online account. Caregivers may purchase medical cannabis from a licensed Maryland dispensary on the behalf of patients. Caregivers also may transport the cannabis to patients. A caregiver may serve 5 registered patients at one time. Minors younger than 18 must have at least one caregiver, and only parents and legal guardians of minor parents are eligible to serve as their caregivers. Acquiring medical marijuana. After registering, obtaining a valid written certification from a medical provider and printing a temporary MMCC patient ID card, patients are able to visit licensed Maryland dispensaries to purchase medical cannabis. Patients are required to present their MMCC ID card when purchasing medical marijuana at a dispensary. Before conducting any transaction, dispensaries must verify the patient's certification in the MMCC database. Patients may purchase up to a 30-day supply of medical cannabis at one time. Physicians determine how much cannabis constitutes a 30-day supply. Find Maryland medical marijuana dispensaries on Weed Maps. The MMCC, which keeps a list of dispensaries by county online, has approved more than 100 dispensaries so far. Reciprocity for patients visiting from other states. Maryland does not offer reciprocity to other out-of-state patients. The Maryland Medical Cannabis Program is for qualified patients registered with the MMCC who have been issued written certification to obtain medical cannabis by a Maryland licensed certifying provider. Individuals must be patients in the Maryland program to obtain medical cannabis from a licensed dispensary in the state. Legal protections in the state related to use and possession of cannabis are limited to qualified patients in the program. End of article. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to enclose some resources in the show notes so you can find a medical provider after you have gotten your medical records from your doctor and have paid the $50 fee. So you'll know which medical providers you can get your written certification from, and then you can then go to you can then square everything away and go to the dispensary. So I'm gonna put that in the show notes. Don't want to keep this episode too long. We're approaching 15 minutes. So as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out.